everything to watch Phantasm 2 and record Phantasm 2. That is all good. But like,
Excellent.
it's I can't even show you the mess because my cables are all. It was such a mad dash to get recording. I can't even move my laptop. It's just stuck here. There's just a pit of cables below me. But we're doing good. Like, yeah, it was amazing watching Phantasm 2 here. Yeah, so we're back. This is when will it end? Phantasm Verse Part 2. What a ride. I'm joined with
Yep.
Cass, Ryan. Horror hangover, right? I'm getting that right.
You are,
You
yeah.
are.
Yes,
Hell yeah.
sir.
I stayed up way past my bedtime last night watching Phantasm 2. Do you know about have you watched Physical 100? Are you aware of Physical 100?
No, but I
No.
keep seeing it on Netflix, and I'm always tempted to, so I'm just wanting to be like, what is gonna be like the most insane challenge? Like, do not do this challenge, sir. But I'm guessing you watched it,
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. I
yeah.
watched the first season and do you know what this is, Ryan?
Don't, it's like a workout show.
No, it's like it's a reality competition show for the beefiest. So it's regardless of race, gender, nationality, it's they're just this Korean company wants to know who the best person's body is. So this is a quest to figure out who has the best body in the world.
And do they
So
start out with 100 competitors and they knock them off as they fail these physical challenges?
So like the first quest, half of them go. It's like a it's just like they keep knocking out half. And I love it so much. It's so good.
What was like your favorite challenge so far? This might entice me to watch it. I might need
Well,
to.
so that's the cool thing about Physical 100 is that especially season one, every episode is 90 minutes and they do half a
Damn.
challenge. So it's like basically you just like spend so much time with these beefcakes.
Oh.
And like you just barely get to see the challenges. It always takes 2 episodes to finish a quest. So I love the pacing. It's like very they always end on a cliffhanger. You get to meet some beautiful personalities. But like the first this one was like 100 people on it, each get their own treadmill. And then whoever can run the fastest in 10 minutes gets to keep going and run more.
Oh
Ryan, you
my
look flabbergasted.
God. I'm curious, like when you say like beefy people, like are these like power lifters? Are they
They're
gymnasts?
all they're as I said,
All types, just to
race,
see.
gender, nationality, and occupation. So yeah,
Oh yes.
you got your arborists, you got your you
Oh.
got your news anchors, you got your FBI agents all competing against wrestlers and bodybuilders and soccer players. Yeah, it doesn't
Oh my
look.
goodness.
All they want to see is who has the beefy body, who has the
Are there
best beef
any
body.
like, 'cause my best friend is like the shipping receiver at a warehouse.
Oh my God, this
And
sounds
those
like,
dudes are
yeah.
so fucking strong and they don't work out. They just like a 100-pound barrel of perfume comes and they have to move it.
Fuck, you
And I'm
have
curious to
to.
have anyone like that on the Physical 100, 'cause I feel like
Yeah.
they would be stronger than most bodybuilders.
So, well, actually, someone said they're all athletes that were in the last like big fights, but the next round is you have to hold on to a ball for 3 minutes.
Yes, I can
Yeah.
do that kind of shit. That kind of shit
Yeah,
is my
yeah, yeah. That's
jam.
right, 'cause you lift, right,
Yeah, I
Cass?
do like,
Yeah.
Taekwondo stuff. So it's all like that kind of stuff where it's like, oh, like I can hold my body at this really strange angle for like 5 minutes, which has no practical use in life.
But on Physical 100
But
it does.
oh my God, yeah.
So this big beefy guy, this giant guy, he went up against this like more I guess I'll just say normal because like this guy is so he even described his own muscles as like bubble muscles. He's like people have this misconception that bubble muscles are like inflexible and useless, but I'm going to show this person a lesson. And he does. He's very quick, very lithe. So I would love to see your shipping person go up against someone with bubble
Yeah.
muscles.
I'm gonna ask him tomorrow when I talk to him if he's watched the show and if how he thinks he would, I know how he thinks he would do. He has like regularly said like he could beat a black bear in a fight, which he could not. I want to make it very clear. Like they might be like similarly sized, but that is a wild animal that
Yeah.
fights regularly for food and kills with its mouth and claws.
Yeah.
He moves big jugs of perfume.
Is it just perfume? Is he just in the
I
perfume business, or
mean,
is that
so
you're
it's like
like,
a perfume factory.
okay.
I think they move, like, they make like probably lawn care products and stuff too, but it's just like they get giant vats of chemicals and then they have to move them.
Okay. I think this guy sounds, I think that's why I love this show, is that most reality TV, like I watched a lot of Survivor. We talked about that last week, but like this show is, I'm always in my mind like, oh, how would I win this? I could do this thing. I could do this challenge. Here it's just like, no, I would immediately not even figured, I would just die. They would kill me. I would put up no struggle. I would just immediately die.
Just
I
Squid
also,
Game it.
yeah.
Just elimination by death from Charles.
I would try my hardest and it would just be dead. I would be a crumpled, disgusting blob of broken bone and flesh.
I want to see this beefcake arborist that you've teased. That's like, I love the big boys with the gentle souls that just like flowers. That's like,
Yeah.
that's a thing. That's a type.
Arborist is currently one of my favorites because they have that, like you were talking about, this perfume friend of yours where like she's just like, oh, I just am up in trees all day. This is a very, I don't work out. I just climb trees, cut down trees, love trees, like fix trees. Yeah. Such a, yeah. It's a very cool show. I love it. So, yeah, we watched too much of Physical 100 yesterday, so I had to stay up really late and watch Phantasm 2.
That's
So
okay.
between Reggie and New Mike, who would be the better competitor? We talking treadmill or are we talking hold on to a ball for 3
So
minutes?
that's the interesting about this show, because I feel like there's people like I can run for a long fucking time. I can run for probably like 2 hours if I have like 2 days to rest beforehand. So like I would do very well on that treadmill challenge. I have no idea. You said holding a ball?
Okay, so yeah, so the first one, it's the first one also isn't an elimination. It's to rank people so that they whoever does best then gets
Oh.
to choose their competitor in the hold the ball challenge. And it's like, I don't know, you saw the ads, Cass, for the hold the
Yeah, I've
ball?
seen,
Yeah. So it's like the size of I don't know, like a big ball. What's a big sphere? But not too big. Like sort of like a
like,
watermelon if it was a sphere.
yes, a watermelon.
Yeah.
Is it heavy?
I don't know. It doesn't look like it. They're like it's they're just like grabbing onto it. They can squeeze it. It seems like it's filled with like I don't know, whatever you fill a bean bag with. Beans? I guess it's filled with beans.
Okay. Ryan's just like mystified. Like, have you ever done like the gym challenge where like
Yeah.
in like those whatever fitness tests where you have to hold your arms up and just see how long you can hold it before it hurts? It's like
Okay,
that
yeah.
kind of like is it
You do that?
isometric? Well, not like on a regular basis, but like in
Okay.
gym class weeks.
Ryan, have you done that? Hold
I
your
have
arms up
done
above
that
your
in gym
head?
classes, and like when I'm lifting at the gym, I'll do pull-ups, which is I think very similar, just without like it's just that plus motion.
Pull-ups, like lift
Well,
yourself?
yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
It's like because you're the whole
Oh,
like those
huh.
exercises, like it's just gravity and like balance and like coordination because your
Yeah.
body is in like your core is holding your body up.
Okay,
And
I think I
time,
got
like
it.
it, yeah.
Imagine, Ryan, that your body is a ball, and then two Korean beefcakes are trying to grab you and hold on to you, and they're fighting over you, they're fighting each other.
Oh, wait, so there's two people trying to hold the ball. Is that what the competition
That's
is?
the,
Like,
on this for 20 minutes. yeah, that's the head-to-head, is that the first one is
Oh.
you just run and then you figure out how good you are running, but that doesn't necessarily, so like people that are number one at running might not actually beat the person they choose at grabbing the ball.
So the detail I missed before was that there was two people grabbing the ball. I thought you had to hold a ball for 3 minutes, and you
Yeah.
guys, I was like, "Is it heavy?" And you guys were like, "No." Like, so we're seeing if the best athletes in the world can hold a ball for like a light
Just a
ball
little
for
bean
three
bag.
minutes.
Yeah.
This seems like anybody could do that. My child could do that.
That's true.
I think I knew what you were thinking. You're thinking you're just like holding it like this. I was thinking Exactly. like holding it like extended in front of you and just
No.
like hold. Oh, okay. So like That's one of like like different.
the beer challenges at Right,
Oktoberfest
right, right. To see how long you
Sure.
could hold the giant But no,
stein of beer out.
yeah, this is why I would die, because this is people who really want a ball, and if I even got the ball, they would kill me to get it. I'd put up zero fight. I'd weigh like nothing. So yeah, it's fun. And then they split up into teams and like carry boats around, like giant boats. So Yeah, it's just stuff that no one should be doing with their lives, and it's fun watching people like for no reason. And maybe this is a good segue into Phantasm too, watching people for no real reason doing stuff that's painful and weird. Like New Michael and Reggie. I think Reggie would win. Is to get back to your question, Ryan. Reggie's like a cool bald god.
Yeah, my money's on Reggie too. I think he's worked for a living. Like he's been an ice cream man, and New Mike has just been in under psychiatric care, which I know is
Right.
like it's mentally tough. I don't know like what how much walking you do during that. I don't imagine it's like you have like a huge range of space where you can move around.
He's not carrying gallons of ice cream as an ice cream vendor.
He's not.
Exactly. And that was such a tiny little hole in the truck. So he's also very nimble.
Very true.
Is that like, does that get bigger? Or is that, am I miss, maybe I'm remembering something else, but I remember that hole where they were like feeding the bodies into the ice cream truck was tiny, right?
It's pretty tiny, yeah. I feel like I'm the opposite of you. I didn't stay up late, but I like got distracted watching Chicken Nugget, which is an amazing K-drama about a girl, a woman who turns into a chicken nugget.
So here I'm distracted by Korean beef. You're distracted by Korean chicken. I get it.
So I was like, shit, I had to get up really early to watch Phantasm 2 because I wanted to see if this chicken nugget would go back to being a woman.
Yeah, I get it. I almost watched it this morning, but I was like, no, I gotta power through. Did you watch it, stay up late, stay up, did you just watch it during
No, I
normal?
watched it Thursday night from like 9 to 11,
What a good egg.
the regular time.
Yeah, and you did it ahead of time. Look at us. We're very I don't know that I'm a procrastinator. I guess I think that in this case I just didn't have time. Too much going on. But I love that New Mike is a character. I love because this is weird. This is like almost 10 years after Phantasm, and it's such a strange like exercise to not only continue the series 10 years later, but to continue from where the last one basically ended. And I know then there's a jump right after that, but we like very quickly I learned, oh, these are the same people, even though Reggie looks, actually, he still looks good. He looks great.
He's holding on. Perpetual 45.
But New Mike looks like he does not look 19 when he's or 17 when he says that he's a teenager like later in the movie. I'm like, oh wow, this is not, it, who cares? No one cares about anything. This is great.
So Don Coscarelli said that he never planned to write a Phantasm sequel, and that for years people would ask him, like, when is there going to be a Phantasm sequel? He's like, I don't want to do it. And he decided to write it because it could get his other movies made if he could sign it
Classic.
as part of a package deal. And he did this one with Universal, and Universal insisted on recasting Mike. And Don Coscarelli did not want to do it. But so he had Michael A. Baldwin, who played Mike in the first one, read for the part. But the Universal would not accept that he would be. They also tried to recast Reggie.
Oh God, that would have ruined everything.
He said that they interviewed basically, they auditioned like every prematurely balding actor in Hollywood.
Why? You have Reggie. Like, that's insane
Exactly.
to me. You have Reggie. Why change Reggie? I don't even know his real name. He's just Reggie to
He's just
me.
Reggie. Imagine like
Oh, he's
Stanley
great.
Tucci
Oh my God. The Tooch?
Imagine Jason Alexander in
Yeah.
that
'Cause this is what, 88? Yeah.
88.
Yeah, this would have been, yeah, not lots of great balders out there. But no one beats Reggie.
No. Did you read anything, Ryan, about like if Dream Warriors inspired him a bit? Because this came out a year after. So like I don't know when it was written, and movies take a while to be made, but there are a lot of Dream Warriors similarities.
He did not mention that. He did mention that he got asked to do Freddy 2,
Oh,
and he
interesting.
did not do it. I forget why. I think he said he felt like he'd already kind of covered that ground with Phantasm and didn't want
Yeah.
to retread.
I guess that brings up an interesting question, though, because like I feel like if you're I don't see too much similarities between like the tall man and Freddy Krueger, so like it's weird that he thinks that just having a like a big murderer guy is retreading that ground. I don't know. It's interesting. That's very interesting, Don.
Think he was saying that it's the dreams, like the tall man gets you in your dreams, and Freddy gets you in your dreams.
I feel like that didn't come through for me as
Me
much in the
too.
first one. I was like, I was so surprised. Like, why is there all this dream power magic?
Right.
And like, I led the Dream Warriors. So like, I'm rolling with it. But like, I totally missed that. That was supposed to be taken in the first one.
That's actually really funny that he thinks that, like, for one of the reasons why I love Phantasm is because it makes no sense, and it's just like, especially the ending is so just like jumps around. It doesn't mean very much, but knowing now that Dawn thinks like the dream element is really important, it, like that ending actually really makes more sense than it does. I don't know that I like it better because I understand it more, but
Yeah.
yeah. And I like the dream. The dream part of this is really fascinating. It starts off with I don't remember anyone's name. What was her name? The main new the new girl.
Oh,
Yeah, we're stumping
there's
ourselves. It doesn't matter. The
somebody.
new girl. She's very cool. But we learn about her because she and Mike have a dream connection.
Oh, Liz. That's right. We got
It
Liz
is Liz. For
and
some
her
reason,
dream connection. Yeah.
she doesn't vibe Liz to me.
No, not at all.
Not sure why. But yeah, I remembered the name Liz, and I was like, oh, that's just a up because she's on Survivor this season. It can't be the name of the character, but I guess it is Liz. She's really cool. She's like one of I really like that they added her in. It's a very strange relationship. Did you all like Liz?
Yeah, she, I found her really compelling to watch. And I also just like the way that, I don't know, the way that they kind of paralleled the two mental health journeys, where we don't really know anything about that side of Liz's life, but we see enough to know that she has this like medically prescribed journal, which I love that she has a note to herself in it, which I'm like, did your therapist like tape that on the notebook? Like, you need to write every day in this notebook, Liz. I'm like, okay, it's sure, rolling with it. Great way to explain it really quickly. But I like that she is just like living her life while also always separating like fact and fiction for herself, where like Mike has had to like lie to people for like 7 years in
Yeah.
like in a care facility, and just be like the difference of that was actually just like really, really interesting. And I love that like she was always like on the move, and that she pretty much had her own quest that was like parallel to Mike, but it wasn't like she was sitting waiting around for Mike to find her necessarily. She was still doing her own thing, which I
Yeah.
really liked.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
agree. And I liked having a woman on the team. I feel like the first one is kind of like a dude movie. It's just like all men everywhere,
Yeah, all
except
dudes.
for
Yeah.
the lady in lavender.
That's
And
true.
so it's good. It's good. Get women involved.
Yeah, definitely. She's awesome. And I agree. Like, Liz is her own thing. Even though the first thing that Mike and Liz do when they meet each other is like make out,
I
which I
know.
thought was really fun. It's like
Yeah.
they've been dream buddies for so long that it actually like weirdly made sense when most movies, especially from that era, just had people like kissing for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was fun. But yeah, she does her own thing. She's awesome. She's like, yeah, it was cool to see. I think I don't know, maybe Don just didn't want more tall man attacking Mike for the whole thing. So I think that was a good idea to shift it to different. I don't know, this movie is big in a way that I wasn't expecting it, especially from the first one being so like basically just taking place on that one like cemetery.
Yeah, there's like way it feels like the production of it is like literally bigger, and also there's way more care to have a plot for this one. No offense to the original Phantasm, but like you said, I feel like the Phantasm is just a wild fever dream that I enjoy just watching and just going with it. Where this one, there's clear stakes and motivation and planning that we were seeing happening and betrayals and whatnot. So it just feels more like a linear plot than the first one, which I wasn't expecting. Like, I was kind of more into this one, if I'm being honest, than the original, but I think it's only because it's more plot driven than the first one. And so, like, the story kind of just suckered me in because I'm like, oh, are they going to win against the tall man? And it felt more like a team up, I think.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ryan?
So some things from his book. This has a $3 million budget versus the first one having about like a tenth of that.
Okay, yeah,
So that's
that's
part of
right.
like, yeah. And I think he said this was the biggest budget they had for any Phantasm.
Cool. And I heard that that was the lowest budget Universal movie of 1988.
Yeah, he also said that in the book. It was just like, for
Whoa.
them, it was nothing. And for him and his crew, because it's basically the same crew, it was like this gigantic raise.
And you can tell because, like, this movie goes all out in some really fun ways.
Yeah, I do like the like Cass said, the increase in scope where we've gone from like one town to like they're chasing him from city to city. It did feel like a little rushed in that like we never spent any times in the cities until they found him. And they would say like, oh, we almost got killed in this trap back there, and we don't see that moment. And like those seem like fun moments to have seen rather than to be told in narration.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, that is interesting because like that's the problem with you have like a movie that takes place in one building and you can spend so much time there and not have to worry about it. But yeah, once you open it up, I love the like road trip vibe to this movie, but I do think that it did end up feeling like a lot got left out and it just sort of was like cut and paste Reg and Mike into different weird. What's the deal? Why are all these towns like apocalyptic? Maybe I fell
I
asleep, but I
know.
don't. What's going on in Pierogi,
I thought it
Oregon?
was these are the other towns where the tall man has struck and he's harvested all the
That's
people.
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all he harvests are people that are dead already. He's not like going around killing people, right?
I think the implication in this one is that he is going around killing people.
Whoa.
He's like
Yeah.
upping the scope of his operation. Maybe they're building towards something for Phantasm 3, 4, or 5.
Yeah, that's incredible. I love that. I was like, I don't know, again, it's past my bedtime. I was a little bit sleepy, but it's cool that that isn't really like, I feel like a lot of, especially modern movies would have made that more. We've gotten like a villain speech. The tall man would have been like, oh, here's my plan to take over the world. But no, they just were like, yeah, the towns are dead, and we sort of just have to assume that it's the tall man.
Yeah,
It's
there's
pretty
like a
sick.
little Mad Max vibe to it, which I kind of like.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about alchemy? Reggie's fling on the road.
Yeah, let's talk alchemy. Maybe the best thing to ever happen to a Phantasm series is someone's cube-like bald head being shown so much love. What a bizarre! I don't. This like such a strange decision to have. I don't understand it. I loved it, but it was like, why is this in this movie?
I know. I was trying to remember the exact quote or something. Just like, oh, I love your head. And he's just like, his head's just bouncing against her nipples. And he's just like, whoa, like a little bowling ball. Like he's kind of into it, but also just like, are you going to break my neck? I
Yeah,
don't
he seemed a little scared.
know.
It's like, I feel like he doesn't write about it all in his book. And I'm really curious if Don Coscarelli has ever had sex. He has
I
multiple
know.
children, but like the sex scene in the first one, it
Oh.
was like, this does not line up. Like if you were penetrating her from that angle, her feet would not be there. And in this movie, it's like she's spinning his head around, like Cass said. They're both pretty much fully clothed
They're
in the
clothed.
crotch region. So they're not fucking, but they're making all of the hip motions like they're fucking.
She's just wearing underwear. You can fuck around. You can fuck around
Maybe
underwear.
he's got the
Crotchless
full pants on.
Well, he's unzipped. I know it's unclear
Oh, is
because
he
the movie
unzipped?
couldn't show full
Probably.
hog, but he does zip after leaving.
I still maintain it's just like a very weird, like some of this
Yeah, it's weird.
MPAA. And I think he's playing the sex scenes in the series for laughs at this
I
point.
think obviously this is like a joke scene, and I think it's maybe at the hands of sort of being a little bit mean to a bald-headed 40-year-old, but like why does she love his bald head so much? I think it's a great little detail that is pretty funny and makes zero sense, but it is actually a pretty funny sex scene, which is hard to pull off.
Also, like, I don't know if I missed something, but was Reggie married with a child? I know he
Oh,
was talking,
yeah.
right? Like, his wife and daughter just died, right? Like, 5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boom.
I was like, boom. And then just making sure. I just want to make sure I was in the right timeline. Like, I know we were
Yeah.
city hopping, but it has not been that long.
I think it might have been a year or two, but you're right. Reggie totally got magnetoed where they're like, he's got a wife and kids now. Boom. They're gone.
Amazing. It was great. He's like, Mike breaks or lies his way out of the institution. And his first thing he does is digs up three graves at the cemetery, which is a great move. It's like, I'm not crazy. And then just immediately starts digging holes to pick, like, but he's right. He's not crazy.
No, he's not.
Reggie shows up. He's like, oh, it's so nice to see you. I have a wife, a beautiful daughter. Let's go hang. And as they're driving up, fucking boom, blows up. Two houses explode in like the first 10 minutes of this movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of explosions. There's a lot of fire. I feel
it's
like most
sick.
Of the $3 million budget is spent on the fire effects here.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of carnage.
So, in the book, he talks about that.
Which book is this? Is this the Bible? What are you
this
reading?
This is the Bible of Don.
Sorry. True Indie by Don Cazzarelli, his okay. memoir. They had one house. They bought it from...
I knew it. I knew it was just one house.
It was one house, and they bought it from... it was near LAX, and they're putting a highway in so that you could buy the house for $500, he said. And then people were buying the houses and moving them off the lot, and they bought it, and they asked the Department of Transportation in California, like, can we blow this up? And they were like, sure, as long as you get rid of all the debris afterwards.
That's
and so they had to film Reggie and Mike running from the first house exploding.
Yeah.
They had to film Reggie and Mike approaching as the second house exploded. And they had to film the tall man walking away from the house exploding all at the same time.
How did they do it?
They had a person with a bullhorn doing a countdown, and the house had four sides. It's a house. So there's one of these scenes happening, filming at the same time, because they could only blow up the house once.
Right. So how did they get, because Reggie and Mike are involved in, wait.
So one of the shots is them driving up with the car.
Yeah.
So you can film through the windshield of the car, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a cut back to them in the car, but that doesn't have to have the explosion in it.
Yeah.
And then one of them was a stuntman when they're running away from the house. I think it was Mike was a stuntman.
Yeah, because it was Boy Mike.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a stunt person, not him in that shot.
Yeah, stunt and boy. The you can use the term. The
boy.
Stunt boy.
And the tall man had to just walk away. So they practiced it a couple of times with the bullhorn, and everybody got their marks. They had to be like whatever spot they had to be when they reached zeros when the house would explode.
Right.
And they exploded it, and they got the three shots, but it was one house explosion filmed from three angles.
That's so awesome.
At the same time.
At the same time, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Very. And it was a fucking sick ass explosion. They fucking blew that thing up. Like, it was a great way to start. Because that's like the opening scene is so fun. I think we get the Jawas in a way that we really haven't. Like, mm-hmm. that was sort of just teased at in the first one. But, like, the opening scene is, like, a horde of little Jawas running around with their disgusting old faces and just being really just bad. They're little bad Jawas. But it's a violence that is, like, strangely funny and exciting and silly. And it's, like, yeah, it's this movie is... I don't know, the baseball bat to the little guy flies him down the stairs. I think it.
Yeah, I love like they keep the little sound effects of like, I feel like that's like keeps it like funny and silly, but also still very creepy because if something came towards me being like, me, and like trying to eat my face, I'd be like, no, thank you.
Do you think that it's believable that a balding 45-year-old could climb up a garbage chute faster than Jawas could climb the stairs? I'm just sort of curious.
This is a physical 100 challenge of this movie.
Yeah, so 100 Jawas are chasing you, and you go in the garbage chute. Like it's like they would already be there waiting for you, guy.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he'd be got. He'd be got by Grandma Jawa.
I made up a previous scene in my head where he and Mike's older brother Jody had practiced climbing that as children, and used to go up and down that all the time. That's something I totally made up on the spot. There's nothing in the film that suggests that is anything other than a fever dream I had while watching this movie.
I mean, that's great. I love that. That's like, that is the friendship that they have, I think. That's definitely, I mean, that's like maybe I think the glue that sort of held Phantasm 1 together was the older brother character, making it a little bit more grounded and serious, which is, I sort of liked that. And I think without him, this movie just sort of just like balloon into something much bigger and sillier, which I don't know, 10 years later, I think that's a great move to go in and not try to like recapture that loss in a serious way.
I was surprised. I kept waiting for Jody to come back.
Yeah.
Because I mean, the way they reintroduce us to the world, you can bring anyone back.
Right.
In that time gap. And they're just like, well, some of it was a dream and Reg doesn't remember anything. And everyone was hallucinating, maybe. Anyone could come back in that whole thing. Mike could be hallucinating Jody's death. Reggie could be hallucinating it, you know?
Yeah, or like hiding it for each other's like benefit to be like, if I don't tell somebody about this, then maybe it gives them an out, or maybe we made a pact or something we don't know. So, I mean, I feel like the door is still weirdly open for Jody to maybe return in later films. Like, I don't know if he does come back, but if he did, I wouldn't bat an eye.
Exactly. That's really cool. I don't think I want him back, but maybe, who knows? I don't, sometimes I want something and I regret it, and sometimes I don't want something and I regret it. In fact, I usually just regret things.
So the character I want back, where was Myrtle? I
Your
wanted
MVP,
Myrtle
was that
back.
your MVP? Am I mistaken?
That was my MVP in
Yeah.
the first movie. I don't remember what I said.
Yeah, a fever dream. Myrtle, yeah, I think what you where would you have wanted her? In Portland, or sorry, whatever the Oregon town, where would Myrtle have appeared?
I don't know where she would have appeared, but I would have liked her to do a jump scare like she did in the first movie. Again, no explanation. Never seen until Phantasm 3, Lord of the Dead.
Wait.
Is that the name? Yes.
Yeah,
Lord of the
wait.
Dead.
Is we I again don't remember anything. Did we decide that Myrtle is Reggie's wife?
We,
Wait.
or roommate or landlord?
But if she is his wife, then she would be dead. She did appear, but just behind the she's dead.
She
She
could be dead.
she
That could
got
be a Jawa.
murdered.
A Jawa should come back as the Jawa.
Yeah.
I think
Myrtle.
you have to have some body left. I think the people in the explosion were not brought back
I
as
mean, that's
Jawas.
true.
I don't know. You can acid your body and come back. So who knows their magic.
Yeah. Wait. So yeah, I guess Myrtle could have been in that house that exploded. We didn't really
Yeah,
know.
she could have. Yeah.
Well, it's still not doing enough for you. You want Myrtle.
I want to
You want a
see her.
scene. Yeah,
I
you want
want
that scene.
another repetition of that jump scare.
Yeah, I agree. That would have been nice to get a little. I mean, that's the sort of the sometimes folly, sometimes the perfection of like a callback when you're franchising. I think this would have been a good choice to get Myrtle back on screen. But yeah, I think what this, like, the weapons are great. I think, like, to sort of jump into like what really worked for me when this movie is just like, I love a shopping scene. I think a shopping scene is like one of my favorite movie types of scenes. And when they go and steal all that shit and then make all the cool weapons, I don't know. Like, this, I think that to me was what signified this as a new Phantasm movie and not just like, oh, we're gonna do this again. It's like, oh no, this is bigger.
Yeah, we had
Yeah.
the alien to aliens jump with the shopping scene.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah. And much better than Aliens.
Yeah, I like that we got to see a little bit more about the reanimation process and like 5 seconds more of like the strange Jawa world. I keep hoping that someone just gets stuck there. Like I was like, ooh, Reggie, just stay, or like Mike, just stay. Like, and then we'll see what happens in the third movie. Everyone always gets out the last second, but I was like, oh, I want to see what's there.
Yeah,
But
we're gonna have to
overall,
spend
yeah,
time there,
we have to, right? Like, I
right?
feel like they keep teasing it again and again. There's like five films. Like, we have to go there, right?
At some point, it seems like, yeah, we got to do it. I wonder if
And
it's like a budget thing too, because I will say, like
yeah.
in this one, it makes sense. This is like the most expensive one in the whole franchise because the special effects are phenomenal. Like, I don't want to necessarily jump right to like the tall man death scene, but like that, the
So
like,
good.
re yeah, the reanimating of the corpses, even the seeing of the Grandma Jawa face is like legit scary, and it
Yeah.
could be very cartoonish, but we're like on her face for like more than like 5 seconds. So it's not like a quick pan away to be like, oh, don't worry, it's scary. We promise. We just did good lighting. It's like a very freakish like creation that someone spent a lot of time in making. So I really love
Yeah.
that.
The spine creature was
Yeah.
sick.
Ugh.
Like, yeah,
They're
this
like
movie looks
panthers.
so cool.
Yeah.
Would you show how old are your how many kids do you have, Ryan?
I have one 2-year-old.
Two year
Still
old.
alive. Like he has five children.
When are you showing your 2 year old? Well, sorry, what's your kid's name?
Sydney.
Sydney. When are you showing Sydney Phantasm 2? What
Oh
age do you
man.
think is appropriate?
I don't know. We did watch the first episode of X-Men, the animated series yesterday, because my wife was at work. And
I like
that
that
was too
detail.
scary.
Yeah.
That
Oh
was too
no.
scary,
Why don't you
even.
get scared?
So that's when like a sentinel is stalking Jubilee, and the
Oh.
sentinel is gigantic and just keeps breaking stuff and knocking people
Yeah.
unconscious.
Yeah,
And
that's
that
scary.
scared her. After the
Oh.
first episode, she's like, no, Mickey, put on Mickey. This is too much for me. I'm too, dude. What were you thinking?
Yeah, this is that's too scary. That's like something that I'm gonna have to figure out is like all visual content is inappropriate for children, basically. I can't someone recommended Bluey, maybe even you did, I don't remember, but there's like
So,
everything is violent, everything is weird. It's hard. It's very hard.
Bluey is, I don't like it particularly, but a lot of people who don't have kids have come up to me and been like, you have to watch Bluey with your kid.
That's what
It's
I get
great.
too. Yeah.
And I've heard like it's got like great character development. I don't particularly like, it's still a kid's show
Yeah.
at the end of the day.
And it's like Australians, right? They talk so silly. Yeah, come on. I'm not introducing that to my kid.
We do watch a ton of Cocomelon
What's
because
that?
putting these like diabetically sweet songs sung by this like computer generated child whose head is much too big for its body with like
Whoa.
gigantic eyes. But the effect it has on my child is similar to like if I had just given her heroin. She's
Okay.
so comatose as she watches this thing. If you
Amazing.
step in front of her, like you like wave your hand in front of her eyes, she's like unreactive unless you block her view for more than like 10 seconds.
That sounds, yeah. I can see why you stopped. Well, I don't know. What did you think? Heroin or Coco Bluey? Do you want to go back to heroin? That sounds
I stick with
dangerous.
Cocomelon, honestly, because I can
Cocomelon.
like live my life. I read a book, I read a ton of horror novels watching Cocomelon, and now I'm writing a Cocomelon
Yeah,
horror
of
story.
course you are. It's in. Yeah, can you? Yeah, I feel like when you're reading and you have music on, it does sort of like become the background music. So yeah,
Yeah.
you must be like, I don't know. I feel bad for you. You must be going crazy.
I
Wait,
mean,
I'll watch this later. Coco Melon.
yeah. I mean, I also feel like I keep saying this to remind myself. Like, I decided to have a child. My partner and I like agreed to do this, and it's hard, but like we agreed to do this. So, whatever hard part there is, we just got to deal with it.
Yep. Yeah, and that's destroying Sydney's brain in the process.
No.
No, you don't think it sounds like if I watch Coco Bluey for I call it Coco Bluey, that crossover event is never gonna happen.
No, I don't think
Coco
so.
Melon, you think it's safe? You think Coco Melon is safe for children?
I mean, I feel like if you did 8 hours a day, no. I think we try to keep it under an hour.
Under an hour of Coco Melon?
Under an hour,
Wait, is
yeah.
it the same song over and over again, or is it
No,
a new
they have
song?
like
Oh,
hundreds of songs. It's one 90-minute compilation we watch repeatedly.
I love this about having a kid. I don't know what's going to happen, but that seems really fun to just like find the thing that they love and then just do it over and over again. And it sounds scary.
So, would you all watch Phantasm 2 over and over again?
No, I don't think so. I think like once every once in a while is good. It's like I admired it, respected it, and I liked the changes it made in some ways, but I think it for me it didn't quite like Phantasm itself. I think when you try to lock this into a plot, and I hear what you're saying, Kaz, like this is a much more fun movie to like sit and watch in some ways, but like when you actually spend this little, I think what the problem was, it was creating a plot but then not actually spending enough time with it at the same time. So it was like sort of halfway there, and I'm sort of maybe excited if they push all the way and do a little bit more with this rather than just be like a little more directed, like on rails version of Phantasm.
Yeah, I feel like it's in some ways, it reminded me a lot of like Evil Dead versus whatever the Evil Dead, where it feels like we're just in a lot of ways rehashing s the similar plot points of Phantasm, but just fleshing them out more. But I agree that it's not quite clear. Like, there's still, I feel like the first one, there's like so many questions in general that it's fun to just kind of wonder. Where I feel like this one, I definitely think it's for me, it's like more engaging. But when you sit with it for a bit longer, the unanswered questions don't feel as satisfying because you're like, well, I already watched the first movie, so I kind of knew some of the setup and this world, and I got like maybe 5% more of this world and these characters and their motivations. But really, the whole time, I'm just getting distracted by a fun chase. And I love a fun chase. I still love it for that. But I feel like, yeah, it's not like totally complete. What do you think, Ryan?
I like the first one a lot better, for the reasons y'all are saying, where I feel like there's a lot of dream logic in it, and we don't have like firm pat answers. Like I think about it after I watch it. This one felt like we had those kinds of firm pat answers outside of the opening and ending, which are stolen from the first movie, pretty much verbatim. So like I do like the new stuff they added, but again, like Charles and I both said earlier, it did feel like there wasn't enough time spent on this stuff. Like it felt like it should be a mini series.
That's a great, yeah. This would have thrived as like a Netflix series from like 2012, I think. Yeah, because like I love everything. Like the gore is so fun. Like when his eyes explode at the end, when the tall man's eyes blow up, like it looks so good. And the fucking quadruple barreled shotgun that he only shoots it once, right? Yeah, it's like I think we can all now just remove Chekhov's gun from our vernacular and just start saying Reg's quadruple barreled shotgun. Because I was just waiting the whole movie for that thing to go off, and it was so satisfying when it did.
It's such a great moment because you see four of them on the stairs and you know it's gonna happen.
No.
And you're like, yes,
Even
finally.
Reg is like, all right, I can't pass this up. And he locks and loads, and it's so good.
I do love that he hits each of them basically in the chest, and there's no spread.
No, it's true. They are very, hey, you look at me, you know that I'm a gun nut. I love guns. I know everything about guns, but I don't know how that would work.
I honestly don't know either.
And the flamethrower, like, it was almost more like we had like behind the scenes footage of the special effects lab that created these props. It was such a fun way to get like when he gets all the little canisters together for the flamethrower and we get to see it work for the first time. It was, I don't know. That's where this movie for me really was wonderful, is when that like those details about the world, these like what these lunatics are making to combat evil is like really fun. And then when it actually gets down to like just the plot or the world building in other ways. I hope that I hope this keeps going deeper. I want to spend time in Jawa Land. I think that's really where I want this to go next. But are any of you asking when will it end? Like, has it gotten to that point where you're like, meh, I don't know about Phantasm anymore? Or are you still on board for more play with the tall guy?
I'm on board. I feel like I'm like, I'm not sure how I feel about the tall man being like the Freddy of the franchise, just because it was so delicious to see him be like eviscerated at the end. That'd be like more into the tall man just having a different face with us like knowing like wink wink it's still the tall man because of magic or something. Like Lady in Lavender kind of vibes, right? Like we can switch bodies maybe if we can reanimate corpses. So I'm kind of just like tired a little bit of the tall man's if he comes back again, but I think because he's a franchise face, he's going to, obviously. But I want to see more because I feel like I like the characters here. I want to see which ones they'll keep bringing back. And I want to see how long they'll keep Reggie alive for. He's already like lasted longer than I thought. So.
Totally. Yeah, that is a he's a very unlikely survivor for a horror franchise. We haven't even talked about the ball. Like we've gone almost the whole
Oh, yeah.
episode and the ball looks even better. Like it's
Does.
such a great upgrade, and I think just that is, and it's sad that this is like the biggest budget they're ever going to get. Is that like adjusted for inflation? Like even 20 years later they're still getting like under
I think it
$3 million.
must be adjusted for inflation.
Okay, 'cause like that would be really sad if in the next, like one of them is like 2016, right? Yeah, I hope that has more than a $3 million budget. But yeah, are you asking when will it end?
I mean, I think during the first two acts of this one, a little bit, because I did not love the first two acts of this one. I love the third act when they finally get into the mausoleum and stuff is happening. I also love some of the other scenes with the specifically the shopping scene that you guys already talked about. But yeah, I had a little fatigue during the first two acts because I feel like we were talking about, it just felt too rushed
Yeah.
for us
What's
to
up with
get
this
the full
preacher?
impact.
Like, I think the priest character is like
Oh, yeah.
an example, I think, of what you're talking about. Is like, extra characters that don't really do very much. It's sort of like a sequel issue where it's suddenly like the next movie, they waste 20 minutes with this whole thing with like the grandmother, grandfather, priest. It's like, I get why it's in there, but it also doesn't, like, I don't really care about anything that's happening. I just sort of want, I just want him to shoot the gun.
Yeah. Yeah. Reggie is definitely my favorite character. I want old Mike back.
Yeah.
I feel like the new Mike was fine. But I want old Mike back. Just a fun fact, Brad Pitt auditioned to be new Mike and was not
Whoa.
Given the role.
Oh my God. This is actually a fun era. I actually really love new Mike, the actor.
Okay.
He's like a fucking legend. He was in Living in Oblivion. And now he's in like all of Kelly Reichardt's movies. So he's just like, he's a really cool guy. But I think you're right that something was a little off. I get it. He's sort of like weird. He's sort of crazy. But I guess he doesn't. Yeah. He's not like full. I think he's sort of like in the middle. He's sort of like a loser slacker vibe rather than like a manic crazy person vibe.
Yeah. He just felt like a different character. He's also like gigantic. I don't think the other Mike looked like he was going to grow up to be gigantic. Like if it was the same face, I could be like, okay, yeah, he got jacked in the while he was receiving psychiatric care.
Lie to your doctors and get fucking beefy.
But if it was the same face, I could have gone with it. It's the completely different face, different eyes, different hairstyle. It's just clearly a different person, you know?
Yeah, definitely. But hey, I think the casting, I don't know that Brad Pitt would have been, I don't know who do, like we talked about maybe Jason Alexander as the new Reggie. Who do you think, like 88, younger actor? I don't know enough. My brain is fried. But are there any actors from that era that you think would have been like a good Mike, new Mike?
I'm
trying to think of like floppy haired 80s boys.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google that floppy hair 80s boys.
I can tell you the worst. What if it was Jason Alexander and Larry David?
Wait,
just
who's
going
who?
Across the country trying to kill the tall man.
Unbearable.
Oh my God. The first one that came up, so it has to be this one. It's, oh God, what is his name? He was with a Joey guy, Joey Lawrence.
Joey Lawrence?
Was he the kid in T2?
No,
what's his name?
No, yeah, that's the Salem's Lot person, that one you're thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
this is the, yeah, that's not, this isn't Joey. Joey's like the, he was in like, just look up Joey Lawrence. He's 90, he's more of like a 90s person, but he was in like Blossom. I think that's where he got his big break. And then he was in all these like Disney Channel spinoff thingies.
Mm.
But, Mel Gibson came up as an option.
Mel Gibson in 88 was like playing 40-year-old Marty Riggs.
Yeah, but without batting an eye, they're like, this is me as 19-year-old Mike. That would have been delicious.
What about like River Phoenix?
Oh,
he'd been good.
Don't do that to his
no, you don't think? I mean, he obviously would not really look very much like old Mike, but I don't know. He might have had that, like, I think what we liked about, but what I liked about old Mike was he's sort of like soft and nice, mm-hmm. but also very like confused and. Yeah, I think he sort of, maybe the people that worked with Gus Van Sant might have been, like in that era, would have been a good choice for new Mike rather than the Hal Hartley side of things.
I could see the River Phoenix now that I think about it more. I think you're right. I think he has like, yeah, gentle is a good way to think of Mike. Or I do think the mm-hmm. older Mike is still, he's still embodying some of that. Like he's like, still has some of that naivety, but is a bit more, for lack of better words, like cocksure about himself, I think. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, you evolved real quick.
But hey, I don't think any of us have spent 7 years in an institution, so who knows what. I think maybe old Mike could easily become new Mike after spending some time mm-hmm. In those spaces.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll never know.
Just need the face.
Okay.
The other absolutely
so
horrible
old Mike
casting idea.
Sorry, what was
since
that?
Since they already changed the face and the body, Patrick Swayze.
Yeah. I mean, again, he's a little old, I think, right, in 88?
I mean, they've already changed Pat? Everything
That's
else.
That's like Roadhouse so. Era. That is like, I just watched Roadhouse.
He's
but imagine
so
him
poet,
leaving that.
Warrior. Tall Man Hunter.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling, he would have been probably
Oh, he would have been the
the
right
right
age.
age
Oh, he would have
in
been.
88.
What was he doing in 88?
I don't know. But I think that could have been good. Did he do, yeah, I don't really know much about his between, but honestly, before like he was an
Oh, he was
adult.
young Hercules. He would be young Hercules.
Oh,
Oh,
so a
yeah.
stronger Mike.
Stronger Mike
Stronger
and
Mike.
blonder.
Wait, wasn't old Mike sort of blonde?
Maybe. I don't
How
know.
old
Your
was,
hair.
yeah, I think I'm going Ryan. I mean, I sort of go Ryan for everything, so I don't know why this is, why it took me so long to get there. Let's get Ryan back in. That'd be cool actually for Ryan to pick this up in Phantasm Six as Mike.
Yeah.
He's good. He's a little weary. He'd be weary, I think. I think Mike is just going to become more and more weary, is my prediction for the franchise.
Think the whole franchise should become more and more weird. I think they made a mistake making this one less weird. I think they needed to lean in. I think the weirdness is why we still talk about Phantasm One. And so I think we need to just get weirder. Like maybe the Jawas just use that world as a portal to a third world. And then in the next movie, we can see the portal to the third world. And like, I don't know, it's even weirder. It's like
No,
something like that.
I think this, you just nailed it. We've sort of talked around this whole episode, but like that's why the first one is so cool, is because our conversation earlier about the dream logic, like we, none of us really understood it, and it made the movie strange and interesting and fun. And this is like way more like he's appearing in his dreams and showing him the future. And I think it's a little too literalizing this thing that doesn't make any sense. And I think I just like really liked it when it made no sense. Yeah, but I'm still not asking when will it end. I still like this movie a lot, and I'm excited to see where Reggie and Mike go next.
Yeah.
Wait, Reggie's dead, right?
I mean, who knows? Maybe Reggie Jawa is next.
Oh,
Maybe we could get Reggie Jawa and then bring him back from Jawa to Reggie's status.
cool. Like
That would be
that,
cool.
yeah. That would be really great. We haven't seen one of those yet. I think
Yeah.
trying to figure out how to un-Jawa someone,
But
that's
just
gonna be
given
great.
the way the first way ended, death doesn't count if it's in the last or first 15 minutes of a Phantasm movie.
Unless it does, I think. Yeah. But yeah, that's a great point. Reggie, I mean, we also don't see him die. We see him crumpled on the side of the road. So he could get up from that. I've gotten up from worse. MVP, I know Myrtle isn't in this one, Ryan. Do you have a backup?
Wait, can we talk about one other thing before we get
Yeah,
to the
of course.
MVP?
Yeah.
All right, so they set up these booby traps with this bed and breakfast, right? What if the uncle comes back? What if anyone else comes to this bed and breakfast? It's like, because bed and breakfasts are open to the public, the lobby areas, and they have this shotgun trained on the door, this grenade on the back door.
Right. I mean, I think looking at the town, it seemed like no one was really there. But yeah, I mean, they just rolled up. What it's a great question. I think that's when I was playing D&D before I moved, someone used like a spell called Cordon of Arrows. Do you play D&D? Either of you play D&D? Okay. Yeah, great.
Silent nodding.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're on a podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the spell is like it will hit the next creature that enters the spell's radius. And I was playing a pacifist, which everyone hated, so I had to kill my character because he was such a fucking bummer to play with. But when I was still playing as the pacifist, I was like, wait, so that just will like kill the next four birds that fly overhead in the next 5 minutes? And the DM had to, we just like had to spend like 20 minutes figuring out like what would actually happen. And I think that's when you're playing D&D or when you're trying to kill the tall man in a desolate town, you have to be careful with your traps. You can't just like know that they're going to hit the person that you want to hit, because yeah, someone could just want a place to stay for the night, a nice muffin in the morning.
My favorite part about that too is that alchemy, which I mean, now we're like, well, whatever, she was a baddie, but like at the time, it's like, yeah, I'm just gonna sleep in the house that has a grenade beneath like where I'm sleeping. Like, that's fine. Like, my entire bedroom won't blow. Well,
Well, I
When do you
mean,
think
it's
she
okay
went
as long as
bad?
you get to rub the tall head against your Oh, of
titties.
course.
I mean, the bald head, not the tall head, the bald head.
I mean, maybe that's why she likes him, because it's reminiscent of the tall man. But I
Maybe.
can't
So,
remember.
ooh.
Does he have hair? I can't even remember his head now.
Not really.
Not really.
Wait, do, no, he no, no, no. He has the weirdest haircut. It's like a bowl,
Like
a
here, ball.
sideways bowl. Yeah. Wait, do you think he, wait, is what's her name?
Alchemy.
Alchemy? Is
Yeah.
Alchemy the tall man? In the same way that the lady in Lavender is the tall
Oh.
man?
That would explain
Oh,
how his
could
head popped
be.
up and why he had that injury on his head. So I was like,
Yeah.
how'd he get that by after being like melted? I maybe I would love that. More trans tall man. I need that.
Yeah, that's really
That's great.
cool. And I love that he just sort of like fucks. I hope that's what Don wanted. And like the fact that he's like
Hope, yeah.
really into this. Because I don't know that he was, I don't know that Alchemy slash the tall man was acting. I think she really does love that head.
I just love the idea that the tall man transforms infiltrates his enemy's hideout just to fight.
Exactly. But I mean, what better way? Like, I mean, especially with a Reggie, he's got that gleam in his eye. You know, if he gets to fuck someone, I feel like that's just like he's not going to think about it any more than that. And that's in. He's his guard is down. Quad shotgun is down. He's not. Yeah, but she helps booby trap the house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she know he, a tall man knows where all the booby traps are. Smart. We should all be more like the tall man. Infiltrate our enemies under the guise of sex.
Well, my other question is, did the tall was the tall
Oh, that
man
didn't answer
always
your
her,
question.
or did he kill her and then take her place later on when she drove away?
That's a good question. I don't know that we didn't really learn about
I
the lavender lady, right? Is she real? Yeah, she just is always
No
sort of a
idea.
weird, yeah.
I know, but there's that weird scene where, like, I like the idea that she is and has always been the tall man because there's that scene where Liz, Mike, and Reggie are all by the fireplace at some location. I literally do not know when at this point. Maybe the Airbnb, I don't know. But they're sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
We see the full layout of the room. And Mike and Liz go upstairs because Mike's like, I'll protect you, watch
Yeah,
over you,
I'll
whatever.
watch over
And
you.
then Reggie just turns his head and Alchemy's just there on the couch. And I was like, she was not here like 5 seconds ago. Like, where did she come from? So
Wow.
like it told I was like, what? But now I'm like, oh, maybe it was just the tall man just being like, boop, I just appeared. And
Yeah. And she definitely exists because Mike interacts with her.
right. So it's like not like a figment or whatever.
Yeah.
So I have vote for tall man all along, whether or
Tall man.
not Don wants that.
Yeah, I'm also gonna vote tall man this year. Right in tall man. Get this country in the right direction.
Boy.
His best line, I think this movie was when you die, you think you go to heaven, but you come to me or something.
Oh, it's a good one.
That was a, like, if I weren't so sleepy, that would have been a stand up and cheer moment in a movie theater. Yeah. And then Boy's a classic. He does say boy a lot. All right, you ready now, Ryan? You
I'm
ready?
ready.
Okay. You got your MVP?
Yeah, so for me, it's Reggie. I think that his charisma carries the franchise, basically. And I cannot believe they tried to recast him because he is the best part of two movies in a row now, honestly, other than Myrtle, who unfortunately exploded, maybe, or not in this film at all. But yeah, Reggie just he carries it. And like you guys said, it's like this everyman energy. He's not a perfect Hollywood model type guy.
Right. Yeah. We talked about that last episode too. It's just like it's so fun to see like weirdos on screen, like not perfect looking, beautiful people and Reggie's and that's why the first one was so fun because like no one was like a norm like a what you think of as a Hollywood actor. And the same sort of carries over here too. It's just like a bunch of weirdos on screen having a fun time. And I'm gonna just I can't disagree. Reggie is absolutely my MVP. He fucking without this I think without Reggie this movie would be I wouldn't say unwatchable because there's still some fun stuff in it, but like the heart of this movie is Reggie's head. And yeah, he's so fucking good. But what about you, Cass? You got a different MVP?
I'm just gonna say Grandma Jawa because we didn't really hear them talk before. It was the first time we got them to actually like verbalize, and she's like,
Yeah.
"Liz," you're like, "Wow, I cannot wait to have a Jawa conversation in the future." So, Grandma.
That's great. Yeah, she really signified, I think, a change in the franchise. That's like really, if they keep going in that direction, it's going to pay off big time.
Yeah.
What's the next one called, Ryan? The wizard?
Phantasm 3, Lord of the Dead.
Lord of the Dead. So this is tall man centric, it seems like. Or maybe a new lord. I don't know. I accidentally torrented the third one because that was one thing I lost. I had it before I moved, but I couldn't find it, so I had to reacquire Phantasm 2. But then because they're all like just Phantasm with the number afterwards, I accidentally downloaded Phantasm 3. So I'm ready though for next week. Ready to go.
I have a $5 pack from Walmart that has all five movies in it.
On
Walmart
DVD
sells
or
DVDs
Blu-ray?
at like absurdly cheap prices sometimes. I know there's like ethical issues with like Walmart's treatment of its employees, but like
No.
$5, like a dollar per Phantasm.
Who fucking cares? Okay. If you're getting Phantasm for $5, I'm willing to put aside my political beef with Walmart. But you're getting them on DVD in 2024?
I have a huge physical media collection. I love it.
But you're still in the 480. You're just doing 480p, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah, you
good
don't
with
mind?
that. My eyes are pretty bad to begin with, so I don't know if having a higher video quality, it makes it look less like real life where my glasses are always dirty and I can't
Okay.
even see that good in the first place. It's like, I don't know, the 1080p is not helping me.
Okay. 1080p is not helping me. That's nice. I'm gonna run. Can we tall man Ryan ticket, and that's your
Yeah,
political slogan?
that's our slogan.
Yeah.
We're
Just
shoo-ins.
make America fuzzy again. MAFA. Cool. Well, I'm very excited for Phantasm Lord of the Dead. It's a great title. Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I'm hoping that Reggie comes back. I'm hoping we get another Mike. I just like as long as they keep doing that same Reggie, new Mike, I think we're gonna be in business. Well, sick. Well, thanks so much for coming again. I'll definitely put all your links in the episode description, but your podcast is one of my faves. I wish it came out
Thank
more
you.
frequently than once a month, but that's the only problem with it. And I'm excited for the next episode. What do you know in the next one? Well, actually, I don't know. Oh, no, this is coming out in 3 weeks.
Oh,
This episode will air in 3 weeks.
just added the one for next time, Ryan. So if you want
I
to tee
just
off,
finished the
is that
an
okay?
episode with Scott Adlerberg for Mystery Twists. We talked about Don't
Ooh.
Look Now and Cure. We talked
Cure?
about basically like,
Another this is my Kiyoshi Kurosawa hoodie
yeah, as
that I didn't
oh yeah,
wear to the art
so we did
recording.
that
That
episode, and the next one is the one with you and Pulse. So like we're doing like
weirdly back to back Kurosawa.
yeah,
That's great.
I feel like our next episode, we gotta keep the trend going. We gotta find someone who'll talk about a third Kurosawa movie. We'll do Eco
Oh
Horror and
God.
Charisma.
Oh,
I was just gonna say Charisma. I was like the tree one. We gotta find the tree
yeah.
one.
Yeah. And then you could do seance too, as like a if you don't do four in a row.
I
Who
actually
sort of
really want to do seance. We have not covered that yet as a trope.
yeah.
We could just, is there actually seances in seance? Which sounds like a dumb question, but no in
No,
Kurosawa.
no. I
It's
honestly forget. I haven't seen that one since I was a kid, so I don't remember, but probably not.
probably not.
Yeah, probably no seances happen. But yeah, everyone who this has been really fun. Definitely check out Horror Hangover, and yeah, we'll be back next week with more Tall Man.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Well, I'm sitting here at midnight, and I've been sitting here till noon. I see my lady laughing alone. Yes, she did. My baby left me blue. Huh.